Hello, Joe Wainborn here for Sane FM, and I'm talking to...
My name's Nick Latham, and my team is called the Wonky Donkeys.
The Wonky Donkey. Tell me, Nick, what's the Wonky Donkey do?
Well, we've originally started cooking chili cook-offs. There's a UK Chili Cook-Off Association, and we were lucky enough the first year that we entered, we actually won the overall final in Brighton. And when we won that, you won entry into the World Food Championships in Las Vegas, and we also won expenses and flights.
Wow.
And accommodation over there. So, and then we re-entered again in 2014, and we won it again. And we went back to Vegas and cooked in the streets in the World Food Championships. I think we were 12th the second year, but we won People's Choice in America, which is the sort of the part of the competition that was voted for by the members of the public. They all vote with like a little poker chip, and we won that. We won $1,000 in America in 2014, and then we've been back ever since the World Food Championships in America. We qualified for 2015. We went back then. We were 11th, just outside the top 10. So,
yeah. So
not too bad.
Yeah, you're doing really well. So it's a very active circuit.
Yeah. I mean, the chili circuit. We haven't done that for a couple of years. We actually judged it last year. But we've got more into the barbecue side, so competition barbecue is a bit more of a fresh challenge, you know. It's competition barbecue is harder, you know, because you've got to turn in four different categories.
Right.
And you've got to get them all right. You've got to be consistent and get, you know, rather than just one dish.
Yeah.
It's more complicated to get four all perfect.
Sure.
So that was it. Yeah.
So what would you be looking for in a perfect entry?
In chili?
Yeah.
In chili, the colour's quite important. You want like a sort of quite a dark, if you're doing a red chili, because there are other variants of chili, you know, so you want like a sort of dark reddish brown, nice colour, and it's all about the taste and then the aftertaste. We put in different types of meat, so you get different textures of meat, you know. So we use some minced beef and we use some diced chunks of beef. We also barbecue some pork shoulder steaks, and they get chopped up and put in towards the end, and we hit those with some like hickory, so they get a little smoky flavour, so you get a good nice smoky flavour in the chili.
Sounds really good.
And we use a lot of Mexican chilies, and we soak those and we make a paste out of them, so they're dried, but they've got, so it's like a very varied, it's about 7 or 8 chilies that we make into this paste. And
right.
And that's the sort of basis of our chili. So, I mean, a lot of people at home might just do, maybe, you know, use a lot of tomatoes. We're making a gallon of chili and there's one tin of tomatoes.
Wow.
So our sauce is literally all chili. It's like a chili, a red brown chili paste.
Right.
And that's it. It's just, it's chili. That's it.
Yeah.
And so that's what it's supposed to be made with. So it has a lot of chili in it.
Terrific. Sounds delicious. Thank you for your time. I wish you, are you competing this today?
Yeah, so we're competing in chili just because we're here, really. And then it was like we were here for the barbecue competition. So we thought, we'll do it again. And we'll see how it goes.
Well, I wish the Wonky Donkey every success. Thank you for talking to me. Thanks a lot. Cheers.